This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. India has strongly condemned the abduction and brutal killing of Hindu minority leader Bhavesh Chandra Roy in Bangladesh. In a social media post, spokesperson of Ministry of External Affairs Randhir Jaiswal stated that the incident reflects a continuing pattern of systematic persecution of Hindu minorities under the interim government in Bangladesh, while those responsible for similar past crimes continue to evade justice. New Delhi reiterated its call for the interim government to uphold its responsibility to protect all minority communities, including Hindus, urging it to do so without offering excuses or drawing distinctions. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said the government is working with a holistic approach to health care in the country. Mr. Shah made these remarks while addressing the Healthy Liver, Healthy India event organized by the Institute of Liver and Biliary Sciences in New Delhi to commemorate World Liver Day.
2014 में देश में 7 एम्स थे, आज 23 है. मेडिकल कॉलेज 387 थे, आज 780 है. एमबीबीएस की सीटें 2014 में 51,000 थी, आज 1,18,000 है और 75,000 और बढ़ने जा रही है. और ये सब धन के बगैर नहीं होता है. 2014 में हमारा स्वास्थ्य का बजट 37,000 करोड़ था, आज 1,27,000 करोड़ रुपया.
Highlighting the importance of raising awareness about liver diseases among citizens, Mr. Shah put special thrust on a wholesome diet, adequate sleep and regular exercise for maintaining good health. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda has urged everyone to take a pledge to reduce their edible oil intake by at least 10% and adopt a healthier lifestyle. In a social media post, he emphasized that small changes can lead to significant results when food is treated as medicine. Responding to Mr. Nadda's post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi described the initiative as a commendable effort to mark World Liver Day with a focus on mindful eating and healthier living. He highlighted the simple actions such as cutting down on oil consumption can have a substantial impact. 4 people have died and around 12 others are still feared trapped under the debris after a 4-story building collapsed in the Mustafabad area of Delhi during the early hours of today. Talking to the media, DIG NDRF Mohsin Shahidi said the NDRF team and other agencies are engaged in rescue work. Additional DCP of Northeast District Sandeep Lamba said the incident took place at around 3 a.m. in the morning. He added that 14 people were rescued, but 4 among them succumbed to their injuries. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta has expressed condolences to the families of those who lost their lives in the tragic accident. She prayed for peace for the departed souls and strength for the bereaved families to cope with the irreparable loss. In a social media post, she said an investigation into the incident has been ordered and assured that strict action would be taken against those responsible. The Punjab police have foiled a major conspiracy to disturb peace in the state by busting 2 foreign-based ISI-backed terror modules and arresting 13 operatives with a cache of arms and ammunition. Punjab Police Chief Gaurav Yadav stated that these 2 modules were operated by France and Greece-based Babar Khalsa international operatives who were working in close coordination with Pakistan's inter-services intelligence. Mr. Yadav said, with these arrests, the police have foiled an ISI masterminded conspiracy to spread terror and disturb peace. President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings to all citizens and especially the Christian community residing in India and abroad on the eve of Easter. In her message, the president said, the sacred festival of Easter, commemorating the resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ, conveys a message of selfless love and service. President Murmu added that the sacrifice of Jesus Christ teaches the value of renunciation and forgiveness, and his life inspires humanity to follow the path of truth, justice and compassion. In IPL T20 cricket, put into bat, Delhi Capitals were 157 for 4 in 15.5 overs against Gujarat Titans at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.